It's PJ time. You know he's with us on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time. But we had to switch things around this week because my dad has something going on here. We ask for your prayers. My dad's got some stuff we got to do as a family this week. And so I just ask for your prayers for my dad. Give him strength and peace and faith and just goodness all around and health. So please, and wellness. So please pray for my dad. And we appreciate that so very much. And that is why PJ is joining us a day early here to speak on the final third of our alphabetical order move through spring training to give you what's going on in Major League Baseball. So the last couple of weeks, we did the first third of the alphabet and then the middle portion of the alphabet. And now we have the opportunity to finish things off here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora with PJ. But before we let him loose on Major League Baseball, we got to see how he's doing. PJ, what's going on down in the great state of Florida?
It's nice, beautiful weather. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Aaron and I took a side trip yesterday. We decided to just get out and jump in a vet, took the top off the vet, and drove down to Ponce Inlet, which is down south of Daytona, which is where I grew up. And had a lot of fun, walked the beach, went through the museum area, looked at the lighthouse, had dinner at our favorite place called Aunt Catfish's. So, and then we got home around 6:30. So it was a wonderful day. The car drive. That's the furthest we've taken the car out since we bought it. And that's been over 8 months ago, 6 months ago. So car ran well, which I expected we did, and we had fun.
Yeah, you know, and I know that you were telling me about the time that you took away, and I want to just take an aside to everything for a second here. And, you know, you and MT, you have shown me over the years just what true love can look like. And, you know, the beauty of finding it through adversity, finding it through not necessarily finding it the first time around or the second time around. And I want to say thank you that you guys show what you show, because the, you know, when you texted me yesterday and said, hey, we went out to the lighthouse and we went out to, you know, grab some dinner. We've just had a wonderful day. And, you know, we took the car out and took the top down and whatnot. It says a lot to me that after all these years that you've been together, you continue to romance each other. You continue to go on dates and you continue to take care of each other and care for each other and really, you know, want to see each other smile. And in a world that has so much hate in it and people that are very fickle in relationships and at the first sign of adversity, they run. I want to show an example this morning and thank and applaud an example this morning that you and Mary set, that you just truly love each other. You look out for each other. You take care of each other and you're always doing sweet things and sharing that love. And I want to say thank you for that, because that example of love helps me to believe that there is love out there, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Daniel. It's very kind of you. And we are devoted to each other. We've been this way for the entire 30 years that we've been together. We knew that when we met, we were both something special for each other. So here we are 30 years later, and still doing the same things we like to do. We enjoy each other's company. We very rarely, really, really rarely ever had a crossword to say to each other. I can't even remember the last time we even had an argument. So there's hope out there for the people that think they're lost, like you and my son. So you guys hopefully will be able to taste the love and enjoyment that we have. And you'll find your soulmate. Just got to give it time and trust God.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Who's better than MT? We know that. So, you know, I hope Miss MT is listening. And MT, this is because I love you. And it's because I've said go Gators a couple times this week already. So MT, I hope you're within an earshot of me for me to go, oh. But
I do have to say that Florida State beat Florida in baseball yesterday, 12-8. So
Yeah.
They're undefeated this year. They got a very, very good team. So we'll see what the season brings down the line.
Yeah, well,
baseball, you know, there's so much going on in baseball that even the third part of our there's some action to the third part of our series here. And there's still some major free agents out there that haven't signed. So I'll broach some of those subjects when we start.
Yeah, so we're going to hop right into it. Right now, we have, and like we've said, and I'm going to be airing these as individual specials, but you can, of course, go back and watch them on YouTube and just go to hour number two with Papa Joe these last couple weeks, but they will be their own individual specials as well. We've been going through Major League Baseball. There's 30 franchises, so it makes it easy for us to do the first third, the second third, and the final third from these last 3 weeks here in succession, starting with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And today we'll end with the Washington Nationals. So we got 10 more to go, which is going to bring us to the Philadelphia Phillies, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the San Diego Padres, the San Francisco Giants, the Seattle Mariners, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Tampa Bay Rays, the team that won the 2023 World Series that I don't need to talk about. I'm kidding. The Texas Rangers, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Washington Nationals. All jokes with the Texas Rangers. Obviously, I'm impartial as a broadcaster. In the comfort of my own home, it's tough, but as a broadcaster, y'all know that I have the utmost respect for the Rangers, and they played one hell of a series, and they deserve to win the World Series the way that they were pitching and hitting down the stretch. So with that being said, PJ, I now officially unleash you to start the conversation on the last third, which starts with the Philadelphia Phillies and the moves that these teams have made to shape up who they are in 2024.
Okay, well, good. We'll continue with the Phillies then. Their biggest signing this year was starting pitcher Aaron Nola, who obviously played for them last year. This is huge. They signed 7 years, $172 million. Nola's got the reputation sort of like a rubber arm. He throws hard, and he throws a lot of starts. He was 12-9 last year with a 4.46 ERA. That doesn't tell his value to the team, though. He's pitched almost 200 innings. That's the value of the team. Anytime you can get a pitcher these days, these modern days, even pitch 150 innings is a miracle. 193 for him is remarkable. So he's an extraordinary pitcher and someone that they're going to rely on to carry them forward. On their hitting end of it, they got Whit Merrifield. They got from the Blue Jays. Merrifield last year hit .272, 11 homers, 67 RBIs. They signed Whitford, 1 year, $8 million contract. Now, that isn't all what I read about the Phillies. The Phillies, now I don't know about this, if this is even true, but this really piqued my interest, and I had to dig for this one. There is some talk that the Phillies are looking to trade for Mike Trout. You got to let that settle in for a minute here. You got to realize that Mike Trout is from Jersey, right across the river from the Phillies. He's a huge Philadelphia Philly fan and a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. I mean, that's when he's not playing baseball, he's watching the Eagles. I don't know how they would swing that because, you know, he's got a $426 million contract. Did he pay something like 40-something million dollars a year? I don't know. First of all, he'd have to agree to it, and I think he would be because he's a 5- and 10-year guy, meaning you have to be in on your team for 10 years, and he was. The 11 year was of Angels. You know, the more you look at it with Ohtani leaving the Angels and how I really like them as a ball club, they're not going anywhere. And I think he's resigned to the fact that perhaps maybe he should look into something like this. So if the airways sound with something like that, you know, we heard it first. So we'll see what happens. We'll go to the Pittsburgh Pirates next. They re-signed their pitcher, Mitch Keller. He was 13-9 last year, 4.28 ERA, 210 strikeouts. Tough, tough, tough pitcher. Another guy with a rubber arm, pitched 194 innings. I love it. He signed him 5 years, $77 million. The Pirates maybe could be competitive junior. I doubt it, but we'll see. They did get Martin Perez from the Rangers, which is something because the Rangers just won the World Series. He was 10-4, 4.45 ERA, pitched 141 innings. Tough left-handed pitcher. A one-year, $8 million deal. They also re-signed Andrew McCutchen. Now, if you've been around baseball for, say, 15 years, you know that Andrew McCutchen is one of the premier players in baseball. He slowed down a little bit now. I mean, he's in his mid-30s. But he started with Pittsburgh, then he went to Philadelphia. Now he's back to Pittsburgh. He's got a one-year, $5 million deal. He's a former most valuable player in the National League. He did hit 256 last year, 12 homers, 43 RBIs. I'm sure he's going to be a platoon player. He still can play the game tough. And he is. He will be maybe not a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he will eventually be in the Hall of Fame. Right-handed pitcher Marco Gonzalez comes from the Braves and with the Mariners. He was 4-1 with 5.22 ERA. Don't know why they signed him, but I'm not sure he's going to make the team, but at least he's there. The trade to the Braves was a cash deal, so, you know, those kind of deals don't really work out that well. So good luck, Marco, trying to make the team. However, the next guy is a little bit dangerous. Aroldis Chapman, we know him from years. He's been in the league. He's the first guy, the first pitcher, they started throwing over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah,
he can still do it in his mid-30s. Although he was 6-5 last year, 3.09 ERA, 103 strikeouts in only 58 innings. He's strictly a closer. Only look for him to go one inning at best. He came from the Rangers, so 1 year, $10.5 million deal. He comes to the Pittsburgh. I like that. We go to the San Diego Padres. Shortstop Jurickson Profar from the Rockies signed with San Diego. He had 242, 9 homers, 46 RBIs, 1 year, $1 million deal. Sometimes these deals don't work out. And Jurickson, I think he probably will be because he used to be for the Rangers too. Now, this is how far back I go back with Jurickson Profar, if it's the same Jurickson. I saw him play in the Little League World Series when he played for Curacao. And I'm almost the same as the same guy. So that's little tidbit there. Left-handed pitcher Wandy Peralta came from the Yankees. 4 years, $16.5 million deal. He was 2.83 ERA, 54 innings. He's strictly a reliever. Anytime he's kind of a tough left-handed reliever, you got to get him. 4 years, $16.5 million deal. Good for them. Left-handed pitcher Yuki Matsui. I guess they re-signed him because they re-signed him for $28 million. And I don't know anything about this guy. So I hope he can bring it. But anytime you're a left-handed pitcher and maybe coming from Japan, they have something secret over there. But who knows? Now look at this. Listen, here's another one. You got a right-handed pitcher, Wu Suk Yu. Say that 5 times. He was 3-8, 3.68 ERA. 59 strikeouts. He came from the Korean baseball organization. They signed him for 2 years, $4.5 million deal. I think they're going to be a little patient with him since they got that kind of money invested in him. But certainly a record like 3-8, a 3.5 ERA is not outstanding. He only pitched 40 innings, which is telling me that he's a right-handed closer, so somewhere around like that, late innings guy. Maybe can throw 2 innings sometimes, maybe an inning. You go to the San Francisco Giants. They made a score last week by signing one of the most valuable players on this list that we got that are still free agents, and that's Max Chapman. He came from the Blue Jays. Max hit 240, 17 homers, 54 RBIs, 3 years, $54 million deal. That doesn't say everything about Max Chapman. Matt Chapman is a glove man. I mean, this guy can pick it at third base. Nothing gets by him. He's incredible. He's really, really, really slick feeling. Of course, he had Scott Boras as his agent, and therein lies where teams have a difficult time trying to sign these players because Scott Boras is their agent. And yeah. He bends these guys. He bends the franchises backwards. to get his guy signed. He does. He does a hell of a job. Infielder, outfielder Jonah Cox got traded. He hit 287, two home runs, 16 RBIs. I don't know where he's going with this. I'm not looking forward to seeing him on the team at all. Left-handed pitcher Robbie Ray came from the Mariners. Made one start before having Tommy John surgery. They had a trade deal with him with the Yankees, and it was a mess. Anyway, Robbie Ray used to pitch quite a number of innings years ago. I'm not sure. He certainly, if you went on a injured reserve with a Tommy John surgery, chances are he won't make it back this year. If he does, it'll be for the last half. So we'll see how important that is. Catcher Tom Murphy came from the Mariners. Tom hit 290, eight home runs, 17 RBIs. You heard me screech on this telecast all the time. Just because you have a good pitcher, you got to have a good catcher. This guy's a good catcher. 2 years, $8 million from the Mariners. He will make it easy and probably be a platoon catcher. Center fielder Jung-Hoon Lee. Now, come on. 2023 stats, 318, six homers, 45 RBIs. He comes from the Haewon Heroes in a Korean baseball organization. They signed this guy for 6 years, $113 million. Now, you've heard me bitch for years about why can't we sign our American players instead of going around the friggin' world to get these players. I mean, I've been watching Flagler baseball for the last three weekends, and there are some guys that can play out there. We had a guy come in from Columbus that hit two home runs about 500 feet. I mean, come on. I mean, there's plenty of players out there. The minor leagues have plenty of players. The NCAA has plenty of players. Yet these guys got to go around the world and sign these guys. You know, that's not going to be the last time you're going to hear me say that. So get used to it. I don't like it, and I really don't stand for it. But I'm a pundit, and I got to do what I got to do. Next, we got right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks, came from the Blue Jays. He was 3-9 with a 3.29 ERA, 81 strikeouts, 65 innings. Relief pitcher, tough guy. 4 years, $44 million deal. So I think that they're going to be looking for Jordan Hicks to pick up the rear end of their games. Designated here, Jorge Soler comes up next. Now, this guy's a killer. 250 batting average, 36 homers, 75 RBIs. He came from the Marlins, 3 years, $42 million deal. The heart of the San Francisco lineup is going to have this guy in it with Matt Chapman. So they're going to be pounding the ball. Love this guy. I hate to see him leave the Marlins, but, you know, they go with the money. What are you going to do? Next team we got is Seattle Mariners. Outfielder Luke Raley comes from the Rays. He had 249.
Yeah.
19 homers, 49 RBIs. It was a trade return for Caballero. This guy will make the team. He'll probably be a platoon outfielder. Good addition by Seattle. Outfielder Mitch Haniger. He hit 209 last year. Wasn't a killer. Six homers, 28 RBIs. Don't know what happened to Mitch. He's been around for several years. He's not playing as well as he should. However, they got another guy with the trade from the Giants, Anthony DeSclafani. He's got a 4.8 record, 4.88 ERA, 79 strikeouts. Again, a late reliever. It's questionable. So both of these guys, even though Haniger's been in the league for several years, both of these guys, I think, are questionable to do some good for Seattle. They did sign a catcher, though. Mitch Garver from the Rangers. Tough guy. And he was the main guy for Texas to catch all their All-Stars. He had 270, 19 homers, 50 RBIs, two-year, $24 million deal. That is a big deal for Seattle. Because now they can throw this guy behind the plate. He's going to be their starting catcher, I'm sure, and he's going to make the pitching staff look good. They also signed infielder Jorge Polanco from the Twins. Jorge's been around a long time, too. He had 255, 14 homers, 48 RBIs. They got out of trade with the Giants, with DeSclafani. Previous team was the Twins. These guys bounce around a lot. I don't get it. Polanco's been around a number of years, and he's also still a very good player. So I hope that they use him correctly. St. Louis Cardinals are next. They made their score early. They've signed Sonny Gray from the Twins. He was 8-8 with a 2.79 ERA, 183 strikeouts, 184 innings, strikeout per inning, good. Sonny Gray has been tough for a number of years. Three-year, $75 million deal. It's from the Twins, and it's a killer deal for St. Louis. He changes leagues. The other hitters aren't going to be too familiar with him because he's in the National League now. Although I did read last week that he got hurt. I'm not sure what the extent of that is. You heard me also bitch about these guys in an offseason. Why don't they take care of themselves and their arms? You know, they come in spring training, they start throwing some pitches, they get in some simulated games, and their shoulder hurts, or their arm hurts, or their wrist hurts. You know, if you make this kind of money, you can afford to have a personal trainer 12 months a year. You don't need to go through all this pain. I don't know why these guys aren't that smart, but they should be. Right-handed pitcher Kyle Gibson is next. Came from the Orioles. He was 15-9, 4.73 ERA, 157 strikeouts, and 192 innings. 1 year, $12 million deal. This is a starting pitcher for them, and it's going to help them an awful lot. St. Louis will love to have this guy. Right-handed pitcher Lance Lynn comes from the Dodgers. Lance Lynn has been around a number of years, too. For the Dodgers last year, he was 13-11, 5.73 ERA, 191 strikeouts, and 183 innings. Another rubber iron guy, been around a long time. Didn't really bring it last year. I think his fastball is probably down a couple miles per hour. Anyway, they signed him for a one-year, $10 million deal. So good luck with that one, too.
Yeah.
Designated hitter Matt Carpenter comes up next. He came from the San Diego Padres. Matt Carpenter's bounced around for several years. He had his good years when he was the St. Louis Cardinals. But last year, he only hit 176, 5 homers, 13 RBIs. And I think he was released. And so someone picked him up. San Diego's obviously picked him up, but they only give him a one-year $740,000 contract because that's the minimum for a tenured player. So it's a one-year deal, and I don't know if Matt will make the team because that's a real cheap deal. Next comes the Tampa Bay Rays. They only business one time. They got the trade from the Mariners infielder Jose Caballero that I mentioned with Luke Raley trade. Jose only hit 221, 4 homers, 26 RBIs. Don't know where this is going either. I don't know if he'll make the team, but he can speak Spanish. So maybe that helps Tampa Bay. The next team is the Toronto Blue Jays. Their big score was signing Justin Turner from the Red Sox. If you remember right, Turner played for the Dodgers for years and went for the Red Sox last year. For some reason, the Red Sox didn't find him as valuable as everyone else did because they couldn't re-sign him. So what does he do? He goes to Toronto for $13 million. He had 276 last year, 23 homers, 96 RBIs. Plays a hell of a third base also. Is a real stud at the plate. And he can turn a double play too. So this is a big pickup for Toronto because they lose. Remember, they lost Chapman. They bring in Justin Turner. Next is an outfielder, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, came from the Yankees. This guy I thought would stick with the Yankees for a while. I don't know why he didn't stick. He had 242, 6 homers, 37 RBIs, 14 stolen bases. So he's a talented player, play infield and outfield. He's a good utility guy. And again, I don't understand why the Yankees didn't sign him, but he goes to Toronto a 2-year, $15 million deal. So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Next is Evan Kaimerer. Used to be with Tampa Bay for years. Now he's staying with them. He got 265, 8 homers, 36 RBIs. He is a fleet outfielder. Used to grab anything in center field. Don't know where they're going to play him this year, but I think that he'll do well. He's a good player. 1-year, $10 million deal. Nothing wrong with that either. Next, we got right-handed pitcher Yariel Rodriguez. They re-signed him. 6-2 record. Excellent, excellent. 1.15 ERA. He played in a Japanese league for a while, and then he was pitching to prepare himself for the league. Anyway, he got a 4-year, $32 million deal to do that. So I guess he's going to be okay. So they went again. You got to go outside outside everything to get our players. It still grates me to talk about it, but let's bring up the Texas Rangers, who we know won the World Series against the D-backs.
Yeah.
They signed right-handed pitcher Tyler Mayer, came from the Twins, 1-2 record, 3.16 ERA. He was a spot starter. I don't know why they didn't use him more. But anyway, they signed him for a 2-year, $22 million deal. So he's got to be valuable. I wouldn't see it, but you know they obviously think he is valuable. So we'll see. Maybe he'll be a spot starter. Maybe he'll be a long reliever. Next comes David Robertson. Came from the Marlins. Last year he was 6-6 with a 3.03 ERA. Good middle reliever, this guy, and sometimes a closer. 1 year, $11 to $12 million. Super, 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 super pitcher, and will be used long spot starter and for long relief. And bringing up the rear is the Washington Nationals. They got Joey Gallo from the Twins. Gallo used to be with Texas, then he's with the Yankees for a while, then he went to the Twins, but he's not going anywhere. He hit 177 with 21 homers and 40 RBIs. How do you only bat 177 and still hit 21 homers and 40 RBIs? That, you know, boggles my mind.
Strike out a lot.
Hitter, he's tough to hit against, but left-handers got him out real easy last year. He got a 1-year, $5 million deal. Comes from the Twins. Last but not least, we got outfielder, third baseman Nick Senzel from the Reds. He had 236, 13 homers, 42 RBIs. This guy can play anywhere. He's a very valuable player. Only signed for 1 year, $2 million deal. Came from the Reds, so good luck with that one, too. Nick Senzel will be around, though, for them. Top free agents are still available, Daniel. There's Brandon Belt, J.D. Martinez, Jordan Montgomery, who I thought would be signed by now. And, of course, the big one is Blake Snell.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of jockeying going on in baseball for him between the Yankees and the Angels and the Dodgers and the Twins and all sorts of people are messing with him. And guess who his agent is? Scott Boras.
Yeah.
So you can tell, I told you last week, I wouldn't be surprised that by this week he was signed with a $200 million deal. No one's done that yet, but it's going to take $200 million to sign this guy. Scott Boras knows that, and so do the other teams. Daniel,
yes.
That's our 31 teams.
We got all the teams in, and every single one, PJ breaking it down here, 30 Major League Baseball franchises in alphabetical order from the Arizona Diamondbacks to the Washington Nationals, making a note that the Washington Nationals, one of their pitchers is Josiah, a.k.a. JoJo Gray, who calls the Lemoyne College Dolphins his alma mater. So shout out to JoJo Gray, who's out there doing awesome things, was voted to be an all-star, and has found his way to being as a starter in Major League Baseball in rotation for the Washington Nationals, coming from the Lemoyne College Dolphins baseball program.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's going to a lousy team. Well, maybe he'll get to play for it, you know?
And Ryan Murphy, also coming from the Lemoyne Dolphins, another pitcher who started off coming up the ranks with the San Francisco Giants farm system. So a shout out to Ryan Murphy as well and the hopes for these Lemoyne College Dolphins to continue to do what they've done all the way up to this point, which is represent the Heights very well with Lemoyne College. We're going to take a step aside for a fast break. PJ and I are going to shift from one field to the next. And after PJ gave us the final third of Major League Baseball in their moves and what's going on, you'll now be able to go back and listen on our many channels. And I was showing you these during the conversation here with PJ. For those of you that are watching on YouTube.com and Facebook.com, both /WakeUpCallDT, then on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts, Player FM, Podbean, Podchaser.com, Podvine, Spotify, TuneIn, and YouTube, you will be able to find these conversations between myself and Papa Joe on every single one of the 30 Major League Baseball franchises as we head into 2024 in a three-part series that will air on all of these channels, proudly brought to you by Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. All you have to do is search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora or one word, Wake Up Call DT.